Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
What did you see out of Jonathan Anderson last week or Monday in his more extended role?
I did a good job. Obviously, he played a lot in the game. He was at the point of a lot of routes, some good, some not so good. But overall, he played good, and it's a great experience for him.
They really challenged him to run sideline to sideline with Woodhead, some of that underneath stuff?
Well, they challenged the whole defense with him, and John was at the center of that in a lot of the cases. He won some. He didn't win some, but pleased with where he's at, and he's improving week to week.
What was the highlight of the defensive effort against Rivers for you?
Just winning the game.
But, I mean, was there a certain aspect of it that you know, as a defensive coordinator, were proud of?
Holding them to 13 points. You know, that offense has run it up on a lot of people over the years, this year being no exception. They were rated number one in the league coming into the week. And, after we had a poor first drive, but we rallied after that and thought played well.
How huge were the two sacks by Lamar Houston? Is that something that can earn him more playing time moving forward?
They were huge plays. And now if we can just eliminate the offsides, he'll play even more and more. But that should do a lot for his confidence to go in there and make plays at a crucial time like that. You know, a lot of times, you know, you hear coaches say, players say, we just got to make some plays. Well, those are two examples of a guy making a play. And Tracy Porter's breakup on the third down play was an example of a guy making a play. So it came down to the end there, and guys made plays. Lamar made two of them. Tracy made one, and we got out of there with a win.
There were a couple of moments with on that final drive where McPhee wasn't in. Is that just him taking himself out? Is that this knee injury? Is that a little bit of both?
All of the above.
All of the above. Is that standard?
Standard in what way?
Does he usually take himself out in these big situations?
You hope not, but his knee was bothering him a little bit, and he felt like somebody else fresher could do a better job.
We've heard that.
So many close games that you guys have been in, you guys have been preaching to finish, finish, finish. What was the key this time, this past week?
Well, we did finish, and unlike the previous two games, like we just alluded to, you know, Lamar makes the two big plays in the pass rush, and Tracy breaks up a ball. That's usually what has to happen to win a two-minute drive, because it's not three and out, and now becomes four and out. And if you can get a sack, a negative play early in the drive to where it became whatever, you know, second and 18 or whatever it became, now that really helps, you know. 10 yards divided by four is 2.5. So you need a little bit of help in there. And to get those negative plays early and then get Tracy make the big breakup, because we didn't want to give him half those yards back and turn it into 4th and 9 or 4th and 8 or 4th and 10. So we played tight on that third down play, and he broke it up, and which allowed us to play a little bit more of the situation on the fourth down play.
When you make changes in season, is it mainly due to a performancing issue or an injury issue? We've heard say that there are guys that have shown something in practice. How do you show something if you're not hitting in practice?
Well, you can still show something, particularly defensive back, you know, breaking up passes. You can still show something in practice. You make changes for everything you said.
But there's no standard rule about keeping a group together. It just has to do with how somebody's doing on a particular week or
right.
Well, thing. Or a...
Well, I think it's pretty universal. Everybody tries to play their best players, and you know, that could be fluid at times.
What do you see on tape from Gurley?
Great run.
So is there any back in the NFL, like a veteran, that you maybe compare him
to? Well, I've heard some people compare him to Adrian Peterson when he first came in the league. So just to even consider that tells you where this guy's at from a talent standpoint. He's got good size, good speed. He's tough to tackle. They do a good job in their running game. They have a good scheme. It's well coached. He's picked it up well. And, he's lit it up here. I think, first 4 weeks, the only guy in the history to have 100 yards his first four games. So kind of tells it all.
How unique is a guy like Tavon Austin? A little guy, but he runs the ball a lot as well.
Well, he's got, he's a great punt returner, kick returner. And when he's got the ball in his hands on offense, that's kind of like what you're defending. You know, a guy that can hit the home run at any time. He's got great speed, great quickness, great elusiveness, and he's a real threat. And you don't see this on a guy like this very often on offense, so he does cause some problems.
What are they doing this year? There seemed to be a degree of discombobulation on that first, on the Chargers' first drive. were you guys kind of out of sync? And if so, what did you do to correct it?
We didn't play well, that's for sure. Kind of changed the way we played them from that point forward. And with the calls, and we got better.
Was it just communication?
I wouldn't say so much communication, no.
Vic, when you guys are in that picket fence formation on defense, it's getting a lot of attention.
Good or bad?
What is your theory behind it? Some say that it shows a lack of confidence in your defense.
No.
When you are giving up the yards. You held them to a field goal, though.
Correct.
Explain your words.
In that situation the other night, in my opinion, they already had a very easy field goal. So they had time for one play, which if you're on offense with no timeouts, where's that ball going? In the end zone. Okay, if it doesn't go in the end zone and stays in the field of play, the halftime will come. They won't be able to kick. So they're trying to get into the end zone, so we want our guys back there defending the touchdown. The 6, 7, 8, or 9 yards, whatever they get at that point, to me, is inconsequential on the field goal. At that stadium, in perfect conditions, on perfect field conditions, now if the wind's blowing and the field is not great, maybe those 9 yards may make a difference. But in my opinion, it didn't there. So the mortal sin there would be to give up 7.
In perfect conditions, where's the line between surefire field goal and not? Where do you, at what point do you?
In perfect, it all depends on the other team's field goal kicker.
Mm-hmm. We call it a picket fence. What do you call it? Is there a better descriptor for it?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
That's okay.
Vic, you're obviously familiar with how they've used Tavon Austin, and Jeff told us today that they really made an effort in the offseason to try to get him the ball more. Do you see that?
Yeah, they're getting him.
How are they doing it?
Well, they're throwing it. There are a lot of wide receiver screens, fly sweeps, reverses, being a receiver and running routes. So, yeah, they have made that effort, and they're using him, and he causes you problems.
How does all that motion? It looks like he's constantly lined up in different spots or in motion. What will be the message to your defense? How does that stress your defense?
Well, we just have to be aware of where he is, the type of motion they're using, how it can affect what we're in at that time, and play from there.
How do you go about estimating what Welker is going to do for them this week?
Who? Welker? How you can't.
What do you see in him? Obviously, he hasn't played in a while.
Just from what I remember going against them, we'll just have to react to that and see what happens on Sunday.
They've invested a lot in their defensive line. They've drafted a lot of guys. Can you ever have enough of those guys? Do coaches like to collect them and get as many as humanly possible?
It's a good policy. Never have enough of them.
What do you think of Foles?
He's a good quarterback. We played against him last year. I think he throws a very good deep ball. He's doing a good job of running this offense. I think he's a good quarterback. He won 10 games last 2 years with the Eagles when he was in there and had some really nice stats of that 1 year, that like 30 touchdowns and, 3 interceptions or something. So the guy is an NFL-quality quarterback.
It seems like they don't ask him to do too much.
I don't look at it that way. I think they're just committed to the run. They had a great defense, so they're and this is the philosophy that Jeff always has liked when he has that type of team, and I don't see it that way. I just see that's the way they want to play.
Because the game-specific outside linebacker usage this season, is that kind of new to you too, just having to pick spots for the different guys that suit their strengths, and how have you handled all that?
New to me. Yeah, I'm sure there's been other years like that, but they all have different capabilities and excel in different situations, so we're trying to use them to the best of our abilities. Clint's done a good job rolling them in and out of the game there. And luckily he had Lamar in there for that last series and came to be good.
You see some good things out of Willie, too. He got the start.
Yeah. He did some better things, too, in that game. Batted some balls. Was solid in the run there when he was in there. And see improvement.
How do you think Jonathan handled the play calling duties?
He did fine. I'm sure it was there was some gray areas out there for the players at times, but with the no huddle, that amplifies the difficulty, and I thought for the most part we handled it well.